Period 1. Activity 3. Finding Nessie. Among Scotland's mountains, there is an enormous lake that often looks dark and a little frightening. It is over 35 kilometres long and nearly 300 metres deep, and it contains more water than all Britain's many other lakes put together. Its name is Loch Ness, and the cold, mysterious depths of Loch Ness may contain something even more mysterious, the Loch Ness Monster. There are stories of lake monsters from around the world, but the most famous by far is Nessie. The earliest report that we have goes back 1,500 years. We also know that children were often warned against playing near the water's edge because of the giant water horse. And it wasn't just imagined. Take the words of a local fisherman that the monster suddenly approached one day in 1885. He described it as the biggest thing that he had ever seen in his life. In the early 1930s, new roads were built around the lake. Suddenly, many more people could see the lake and its monster. The number of reports increased rapidly. Most people who saw it reported a small head on a long neck, and behind that, one or two humps. Sometimes it was still, and sometimes it moved rapidly. Then, in 1934, the first photo was published, and Nessie became famous. Of course, there were suggestions that people were really just seeing a group of birds, perhaps, or a dead tree. It was later also shown that the famous photo was a fake. However, there were other photos that seemed real. Moreover, people continued seeing things that no one could explain. The most determined researcher was Tim Dinsdale, an engineer who gave up his career to find Nessie. In 1960, he finally filmed an object which appeared to be the real thing. When this was shown on TV, there was huge interest. This time, the world was ready to explore the lake properly.